Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh my goodness, my knees are killing me.
Your knees are killing you? Why?
Yeah, I've just got a really sore left knee. I think it like clicked the other day when I was trying to like manoeuvre in like the back of my car.
What were you doing in the back of your car on your knees?
Well, I wasn't on my knees.
Yeah,
I was trying
okay,
to get a TV you,
yeah,
into the back.
Yeah.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get an education in etiquette. We're talking all things that us Brits should or shouldn't be doing. Are we sick of saying sorry? Why are we always saying sorry? And we've got one of the world's leading etiquette experts on the phone chatting, well, etiquette.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello, how are you doing? Hi, how are you? I'm trying to etiquette at the beginning of the episode.
Doing well.
I think that's sounding quite sincere then.
Hello, how are you?
Yes.
Is everything okay?
Hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
How's things? Terribly sorry to hear that.
It doesn't work, you trying to be posh.
I don't think so either. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. This is true, though. We try to bring etiquette as much as well as the next couple of Wiganers.
Well, technically, etiquette isn't about being posh.
No, it's not. It's about doing the right thing and saying the right thing and being the right action. That's what etiquette's about.
You just kind of associate it with posh people.
You do. And because we're common muck.
Well, speak for yourself there.
I'm speaking for both of us. So that is this what this episode's about. And that's what Luke and Lucy FM is about. We discuss a different topic each week. And please do check out all previous episodes. And we are talking episodes on pies, Tinder, sleep, Eurovision, games,
Valentine's, relationships, alcohol.
You name it, we have done an episode on it. And if you want to suggest an episode subject to us, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or previous episodes. Leave us a 5-star review whilst you're on there. You might as well do two things at once. Keep it going. And a true fact about me, Luke Marsden, is for the second time in my life this week, I failed my driving test.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently I was going too fast on a corner and I should have slowed down. And it was in the final 5 minutes.
Did you nearly crash?
No, that's the thing. It was the final 5 minutes. Really? She couldn't just let me have it.
Oh, I do feel sorry for you, to be fair.
I'm sick of it.
Perfect,
honestly, it did. Anyway, you know...
Although, I would not like to be in the car with you and you're going too fast around a bend and kill me and die.
We're going to do a future episode on driving, I'm thinking. Once I pass, we're going to do an episode about driving.
Yeah, because then you get a feel of what it's...
Yeah.
I reckon you'll be terrified the first time you get in a car on your own.
On my own. Well, maybe.
I remember I was
possibly.
When I first passed.
You're still terrified. You nearly killed us a few weeks ago.
This is true. Don't tell Bob's though.
That's Lucy's mum. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Oh, I guess the true fact about me this week is that I'm that clumsy. I flooded the kitchen / living room the other day.
In your flat?
Because I was too busy texting, yeah.
You was too busy sexting.
Texting.
Sorry, my mistake. You was too busy texting and you flooded. How did that happen
then?
Honestly,
it was so ridiculous. I was actually in the kitchen. I put the tap on to wash the dishes. The bowl was filling up. I'm texting because I had like people texting me.
But you had nobody texting you, Lucy.
And then the next minute, like I look down and there's like a big puddle of water at my feet and I'm like, what is going on? Look up, the whole kitchen had flooded.
No.
It was going under my sofa. And everything. Oh, it was all. It took me hours to clean up. All my towels were ruined. It was
your
awful.
Egyptian cotton's absolutely saturated, darling.
It was a good excuse to mop my flat, though.
Well, you did it for you. You didn't really have to do much.
There you go.
How long did it take you to dry everything out?
Oh, it's so long.
Were you soaked?
In the middle of winter, and I had to open all the windows.
Oh, no.
And, like, bang the heat in full blast.
Oh,
it was jeez.
That is good job you live on your own, Lucy. Otherwise, somebody would have walking into squelchy carpets.
Exactly. Well, no, it's wooden flooring, thank goodness, and tiles.
Oh, wow. Although, it's your landlord won't be too happy that you've... kind of saturated your flat.
It's a good job the landlord's my sister.
And there you heard it. A landlord is a sister, independent woman.
Right. Yeah, I still pay for myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. This is the guy who steals these bones. let's talk about etiquette, though, Lisa. Like, for example, you know, when you, even in your flat, right, when you go to, has there never been instances where you've opened the door for somebody, they've walked straight past, not even said thanks?
No.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the posh in Manchester, then the nice people.
I do hate it. I remember going to the Trafford Centre last week and I held the door open for someone. No, not a thank you, not anything.
Oh, disgusting. They're a scourge.
It really winds me up, honestly.
I mean, genuinely, I was walking down a corridor this week and it was one of those corridors where you're clearly, if two people walk at the same time, there's no way in heck that two people... And frankly, this person was a lot larger than I am, so we were both going to get stuck here, right?
That's not hard,
I was walking down and they just walked pretty much straight into me, right? Mm. I apologised and they carried on. They carried on walking. I'm thinking, you rude individual.
Very rude individual.
Very rude individual. Where's your manners? Where's your etiquette? Where's your decorum? I genuinely hope you break your neck at some point in your life. I'm just saying, you know.
There's
like,
not etiquette, breaking someone's neck.
No, I'm not going to do it, but they might do it themselves. If you do want to break somebody's neck, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Maybe we can sort that out. But genuinely, I just thought to myself,
you're paralysed, aren't
it's you? It's not. Yes, Lucy, that's true. We're not going to do an episode about paralysis. but genuinely, it made me think to myself, how rude can individuals get these days? And I think we're getting rude.
There's so many rude people, like the whole Twitter trolls and everything. That's not good etiquette.
And genuinely, I know we've got some American listeners. Hi, if you're listening to America right now, we really do appreciate the support. However, I find Americans particularly rude. I mean it. Yeah.
Maybe let's not say that.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to be rude, please leave us an iTunes review.
I love Americans.
I do, but do you not think they're a lot... Do you think we're rude as British? Do you think we're the rude individuals?
Yeah, I think British people are more rude.
I'll tell you why we aren't rude, Lucy, because we like to queue, and queuing is the etiquette thing to do, not pushing in front of the line, or if you're going on a night out, you're at a cash point, there's a queue. Have you noticed? Any other country in the world, there'll be people throwing themselves at each other to get to this cash point. In Britain, we all queue at 4 a.m. at a cash point.
This is good. The thing what winds me up so much is when you're queuing on a motorway, save the traffic, and...
I wouldn't know.
Flipping.
I failed my test.
Oh, okay. Well, like cars, it would just like budge into you at the last minute. Oh my God, it really stresses me out.
Yeah, and you think,
just miss the whole queue.
Exactly. It's just and really, we're always in a rush. Our lives are so busy these days, we're in a rush to do things. Did you know that some stats about queuing with British people, the optimum queuing that we'll do is 6 people. Anything more than 6 people will begin to get agitated, annoyed and potentially to skip the queue.
I read that the other day, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 minutes, 54 seconds to be exact, is the optimum queuing time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And before you get annoyed.
Before you start getting really tetchy and annoyed. Yeah. And 6 inches, which is something you'll be familiar with, Lucy, 6 inches is the right distance between the other person in a queue.
Oh, okay.
You think
that's
6 inches
much,
is a lot?
Really, is it?
6 inches. Oh, I'd say 6 inches is pretty decent.
Can't figure out what... Is that, like, that big?
I think, again, you're familiar with 6 inches. Let's not pretend you...
Let's not pretend you're not.
I mean, it's to bring the tone down of this podcast, and we know we like to keep the tone up, but to bring the tone down, Lucy...
You always bring the tone down every single week.
Slightly. If you were to burp or break wind, right?
Fart.
Do you have to say that? pass gas from both orifices.
Being so polite now.
Do you apologize? Do we say, oh, excuse me, oh, pardon?
If it's in front of people, yeah, but I never really fart in front of people. I don't fart at all. Like,
no, because females don't. They don't have that ability.
No, but if I accidentally burp, then yeah, I say excuse me straight away.
Right, so that's the thing done thing, right?
Yeah.
That's
I think it... Oh, it's disgusting when someone does it.
It is.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's absolutely vile when people do it. What about... And this is the big one, right? Because we're discussing etiquette and, you know, the things to do. If you're at a dinner party, do you know your left... All your forks on the left and all your knives on the right or the other way around? Mm-hmm. What do you bring them? How about... And this is because we're doing this podcast in Wigan, the north of England. But if you go maybe to the Midlands and down... You're talking double kisses on the cheek when you greet someone.
I thought that was more of a European thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's that thing though, Lucy, right? For me, I am totally and utterly baffled by it because these days it's...
I don't like it.
The other day, I double kissed somebody on the cheek and they're as northern as I am and I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute. Why
what,
are we
you
doing...
Did you instigate that?
Well, no, because I don't really... I mean, this is the thing though, right? When you greet someone, do you do a handshake? I went in for a hug straight away. I don't know what possessed me because I'm not a hugging person.
You're not really,
it's my girlfriend. Hi, Phoebe, for listening. Which you're not, because you're not a good girlfriend. And I went in for the hug, and I'm thinking, what has possessed me? Has this become European? Have we become international now?
Yeah, well, it is really European. I know. I just find it awkward when it's people at work. Like, I know there's this one guy at work who I used to have meetings with and stuff, and every time you saw him, like, I always give someone a kiss on the cheek if I see them or whatever, but, like, it was
doing
that.
We've never kissed on. I've never kissed you on the cheek. And maybe then, at Christmas, I think I did.
Oh, all right, maybe not you. And then he went in for the other one.
Oh,
double
awkward.
Kisses on the cheek, and I'm just like, this is work.
Did
this
you not bang your head, though?
I'm like, not your friend.
If you're not prepared for the second kiss, like, sometimes your cheeks knock against each
I
other.
Know,
like, I've done
then,
that a
like,
few times.
Oh, sometimes it's so awkward, and I'm sure, and I can't even remember who it was with, but, like, was doing that, and, like, you don't know which way to go, and then you accidentally kiss him on the lips. That's the worst.
Although in your case, Lucy, imagine it maybe not an accident. Sometimes
it depends who the person is.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, and then this is another one. If they've got foul breath or they smoke.
Oh, but it's
and,
just that
and
just
they're going
hygiene,
in for it. Well,
that's
that might be a different episode completely.
Hygiene.
You know what, Lucy? I think you and I, we were claiming we might be good at etiquette. You claim you might be good.
I think I'm better than you.
But I think we need to find out from somebody who is actually educated in etiquette.
That would be good.
I think we need an education.
Give us a bit of a lesson.
We do. We need an education in etiquette on Luke and Lucy FM. So, Lucy, we've talked all about etiquette. We've talked about our scenarios previous where we haven't been maybe as British or as polite or as actually as correct as
you
we should
more
be.
More than me, I think.
Maybe, Lucy. I've been called un-PC a number of times, but we need to get somebody on the phone now who knows exactly what they're talking about. He writes for the Daily Mail, so that alone is polarising. He is the UK's leading etiquette coach expert. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, William Hanson.
Hello, both of you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you, William. I mean, first of all, hi, hello. Let's start off with that. What were British? What should we be using?
Well, if you've never met someone before, ideally you want to start off slightly more formally, because you can then, if they're not a particularly formal person, drop it down very easily. No one notices. Whereas if you go in far too relaxed with a hey, as is the popular greeting now, which is not really a greeting, it's what horses eat, then you realise that actually they are the queen. You sort of can't really ramp it up to being more formal. It looks a bit awkward. So good morning and your name. And we want both of your names, because if I said good morning, Charles, to you, I could be anyone. If I said good morning, Charles Dickens, aha, now you know who I am and you can react accordingly.
Okay.
Wow. See, well, that's an education already. I mean, well, this is baffling, William. How do you find people when say yo these days? I mean, yo and
yo.
All these others,
who
like...
Who says yo?
I don't know, people in the 90s did.
Yes, I've never come across anyone that has actually said yo to me. I don't think they dare. But people do have all sorts of interesting ways of
greeting people. Yeah,
I think one of the biggest things, William, for me is that it irritates me, and you're probably going to say that I should continue to do it. But when somebody bangs into me or bumps into me in the street or walking past them or in a supermarket, wherever, I apologise to them. Am I doing the correct thing?
Well, you're doing the British thing, which is, you know, even if it is their fault, we want to say sorry as well. Everybody says sorry, and it's terribly polite. It's not incorrect to do that, but actually, you don't have to say sorry. If they say sorry to you, you could say, it's no problem.
It's no problem, although it really annoys me because I'm thinking, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry in the slightest.
And in your head, you're probably silently plotting their slow and eventual death.
Oh, the demise, yes. I'm plotting Lucy's demise right now.
Oh, thanks. Do you have any biggest bugbearers of etiquette, what people do nowadays?
Because there must be so much.
Oh, there is so much, and I have learned to be slightly more laid back about certain things, otherwise I'd be just completely tightly wound. But the biggest thing that gets me is the lack of the very basic things, such as when people don't say please, thank you and sorry.
Yeah,
because you
true.
Don't have to have read any etiquette books or listened to me
to
or anyone else to have manners. Exactly. This is really basic sort of primary school stuff. And there is no excuse not to say please, thank you and sorry. And as an extension to that, I, on a slightly more technical level, When people don't write thank you letters, I find that quite baffling. Why, you know, if I've had you over for dinner or you've been house guests for the weekend, why would you not just take 2 minutes just to write a little note to say thank
yeah.
you very much?
I think too many people these days just think a text will suffice.
Or a tweet. I mean, when you just said
tweet.
Write a letter. William, are you saying, let's say I had you over for dinner. Let's say we all went to Lucy's apartment, in fact, right, in Manchester. I'll not give you a flat number, hope, Lucy. And, and you know what? And afterwards, am I expected to write Lucy a thank you note? A physical
yes,
note?
Yes, you are. Yes, absolutely.
You dinner?
Am I?
Yeah, okay. She spent money.
If I bring her a cheap bottle of Plonk from Lidl, will that suffice?
No, that's also needed. That's what we call a hostess gift, and that's what you bring to the party.
Yeah.
But then after the party, ideally 36 hours after the party, that's the sort of cut-off in the post waiting to go, will be only one side of correspondence paper, so you're not having to write an essay. To say, you know, thanks very much, it was lovely. Make some nice polite comment about Lucy's osabuku or whatever she cooked, and away we go.
But you can't even pronounce that, Lucy, let alone cook it. You'll be cooking boiling the bag of rice.
You'll be getting beans on toast.
Yes. So, William, I mean, the wine, for example, do I have to spend a minimum amount? Is there a minimum amount depending on the level of host?
Well, really, you shouldn't actually be bringing wine as a hostess gift. A lot of people do, unless you know that Lucy's favourite wine is a nice Barbera.
Pinot Blush.
I've never heard of that wine.
No. They only
drink
one
of those rosés.
Yeah, like it's a very pale rosé. Mm,
lovely. So okay, we know that Lucy's favourite wine is a Pinot Blush, in which case we could bring wine because we know it is her favourite wine. But if you don't know her exact taste in wine, then you don't bring wine. You would bring chocolates or flowers that are already in water.
I do like chocolates and flowers.
Yes, chocolates are always a winner. But don't turn up with flowers that are not already in water. The sort of what we call cut flowers, because
what,
then you're turning up with
flowers.
A job. Yes, exactly. You're turning up with a job. Here, Lucy, hello, I'm coming to your dinner party. You're already, you know, run ragged cooking for us. Now you've got to find some water to put these flowers in.
Exactly.
No one's going to thank you.
Mm. No, but does that mean I'm buying a vase?
No, you can't buy
no.
Go to a florist, and I think they do it, don't they?
Tesco Garage isn't going to give me a florist.
No, well, not even Waitrose Garage would either, but you want to find what we call an aqua bouquet, which is where they are already in water. You can ask a florist to do that, or you send them in advance. You use a flower
that
delivery
is a really
service
good
and
idea.
You send them the day before.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm literally taking notes. William, how does one become an etiquette coach? Because you didn't just... are you literally the definition of you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
No, not really. I didn't necessarily want to do the job that I'm doing. It just sort of happened organically. I was asked to start teaching... the year nines, as they were at my school, when I was still at school. I was 16. And they
oh,
said,
wow, okay.
We're looking for someone to teach them how to set a table every Tuesday in groups of 20. Would you do it? And I said, yeah, go on, fine. So I sort of started it that way, and they said, oh, you're quite good at that. Now teach them how to shake a hand, teach them how to meet and greet. And it sort of organically happened. I applied to university to read English, wanted to go and be a journalist. And next thing I know, I've got some local press, and that turned into national press. And then a company contacted me and said, now you come and work for us. And it just sort of happened.
Wow, okay.
Wow, so...
And here I am today on your radio show, the peak of my career.
Oh, you know what? We can end
I
it here.
This is definitely the peak.
You've peaked. I mean, what's some of the more awkward situations that you've been in where you think this requires emergency etiquette?
Oh, well, I think the worst situation was actually back in those days when I was still teaching at school. And one of the pupils did not take kindly to the fact I confiscated his mobile phone because he was on it throughout the lesson. This was, you know, no sort of fancy phone that we have today. It was a fairly basic one. Mm. And he started throwing the plates and the cutlery that we were using.
Oh, horrific.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just was standing there looking at him, looking not particularly impressed as they bounced off me. He was quite short, so I was quite tall. And he soon stopped. But ever since then, People in my classes have been fairly well behaved.
Yeah.
What is your, William, what is your thoughts on hugging? These days, people are very hug-friendly when they meet up, even if you...
Oh, and the kiss and the double kiss.
Yes,
what
I mean,
do you do when you greet somebody?
Up north, is it one kiss? Is it down south? Is it two kisses? I'm confused.
Well, with the kissing, I mean, yes, we seem to be kissing everybody now.
Well, that's the problem, yes. Lucy is.
Yes, leave nowhere left to go. When you meet them maybe the second or third time. You only kiss someone that you know fairly well. It used just to be one kiss, but nowadays it's two kisses because we've became a lot more European. Now, it'll be interesting in the light of Brexit to see what happens, whether we all go back to doing one kiss.
Back to
but
one.
the general rule is one kiss in the country, two kisses in the town.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like I always give someone like a kiss. Obviously, if it's someone I know, like when I meet them, however, like a kiss on the cheek, I feel uncomfortable if they go for the second kiss. I don't know which way to go.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, but you as a lady, it's up to you to sort of steer.
Oh, is
and
it?
If you're greeting a gentleman, yes. So you decide whether you're shaking hands or you're giving them a hug or you're extending your hand to proffer a kiss on the hand or you are going in for the social kiss.
Right. And a greeting of goodbye, because we're going to let you go, William, but a greeting of goodbye, how do we do that? Who says bye first? Is it the host? Is it who is it?
Well, of course, if I came to your house for dinner, you wouldn't just sort of stand up and say goodbye.
Yeah, get out.
That would be quite rude. it would be up for me to learn when to go. And if it's a dinner party, I always say when people have stopped, the host has stopped serving. I normally have the line, I'll say, if I want to get rid of my guests, I'll say, can I get you anything else? Would you like another cup of coffee or another cup of tea? And hopefully they go, oh, no, we'll be off in a minute.
They'll get the gist. And,
yes, thinking,
they'll
thank get the God.
Gist. Yes, and then they go. But, no, I will thank you for your time. Thank you very much for speaking to me and having me on your podcast.
On that note, William Hansen, it has been a true pleasure. We're going to get you back on because there's so many more lessons.
I've got so many questions.
We're so uneducated. It's unreal. William, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Au revoir.
So does one feel as though one got a good lesson in etiquette then?
One, I think, is very well educated now upon etiquette.
Yeah, I genuinely think, Lucy, you in this entire episode have gone from a ladette to a lady.
I think so.
I think you started off admitting that you might have belched and broke wind.
I didn't admit that.
And no, we're coming towards the end of the episode and basically we have learned...
I'm like the queen.
We've learned what the thing is to do if you're going round. Don't forget, Lucy, you've hosted many a dinner party. Have you ever been given a handwritten thank you note precisely 3 days after?
I haven't, you know, but I'm going to start making people do that.
Make new friends who will do that.
Exactly.
That's what I would say.
Exactly. I think I need to learn on like what the clothing etiquette is as well. I'm sure
I think we'll get him back on. We'll get William Hansen back on eventually in a future episode, and you can talk about clothing etiquette because we don't know. I mean, we need to do an episode on fashion, to be honest. If you want to listen to all past episodes of the show, you can just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. You'll find all of them there. We're also proudly part of the Podnose Network. Just go to podnose.com and you'll see us on there as well, so really pleased about that. And you know what I think the done thing to do is, Lucy?
What
if people were
thing?
To leave us an iTunes review, that's the thing.
Would be so good.
But don't.
It would make us really happy.
Yeah, and don't precisely wait 3 days afterwards. Please do it right now. we don't care the etiquette on iTunes. We really just want you to leave us a review. 5 stars is the ideal one. If you've enjoyed us, if you've hated us, we'll say 4 stars. So just search Luke and Lucy FM. Please do it on the... Now, Lucy, we're going to properly say goodbye to each other, because that is the done thing,
okay.
Etiquette-wise. So, Lucy, I'd like to thank you for your cooperation and time on this episode. I'd also like to thank the listener, whoever you are right now. Thank you for allowing us to come into your ears.
Yeah. See you next time.
Lucy, that wasn't really good. Why don't you put a bit more effort into
it? You did it for me. You did it for me.
Why don't you say bye? Why don't you double-kiss the microphone? Oh, that's a...
Mwah.
Oh, there we go. I'm French.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.